What?
You've forgotten the dice, you have to use some of mine. You've got a new shiny d20.
Yeah, it rolls.
Thanks to Wizards of the Coast.
I'm afraid I didn't bring all my 172 dice.
You've never had two new ones to add to your 170 dice you already. Did you get that bag you ordered?
No, it's going to be a week. You said you'd give it a couple of weeks.
So the dice bag?
A couple of weeks to get a dice bag. Desperate man, you.
He's
a rockstar. Look, you're D30.
No, they're out of stock on Legend Games.
I got this one from EM4 Miniatures.
Is that legendgames.co.uk? Yeah, okay.
And I purchased his fine Crystal Cast dice.
Very nice.
Which you also get in America from crystalcast.com.
I must say I like the box, the little spring-loaded box.
Yeah, spring-loaded box, the Crystal Cast box. Crystal dice, nice. I've seen that before.
I want one of those dinosaur bone
dice. It also makes the back of my family. You should get to meet one from Legend Games.
Who?
Dean. Crystal Cast made these.
Hmm. Yeah, I thought it was Chiswick's Elm who made Battlemats.
I thought so too, but he said they were available from Crystal Cast as well.
Really?
And they've got this strange border around the outside.
A strange border?
Mm. Alright, then I haven't seen it on the Crystal Cast.
Well, on the catalogue.
12, 10, 20. Right, I'm set. I've got all my pieces out. You hit my DCs to pieces.
That is terrible. I'm going to open my first ever can of Mountain Dew.
Have you never tasted it before?
I have never tasted, even though I lived in the States for a year, I have never tasted Mountain Dew.
I've had it before in America.
Let's just open the can.
There you go. See? You'll hurt it. It's green.
But it's got yellow 5 in it. How can it be green?
It doesn't look green. No, dysentery coloured.
I have to say what it looks like.
Yes, go ahead.
It looks like
weed. Amber liquid.
It doesn't really look like weed, does it?
Yes, it does.
It doesn't look like my weed.
It's really ill weed.
You don't hold
yes,
it for the light.
Yes, doesn't drink a lot.
Yes. Here's the mini plates handbook. For anyone who needs it.
Ooh, I'm long as
Stop pimping.
Can I keep it from Paul?
It's alright, actually.
We can stop pimping.
Yes.
That was free for you.
Was that when we start getting free stuff, we just stop pimping things?
That's not how it works.
Okay, but we'll be more specific in our pimping.
Yes. Yeah. And it'll have music in the background.
But you had to get these cans specifically from cybercandy.co.uk, didn't you?
Yes, it came from Cybercandy.
With their fine brominated. I can't believe there is
brominated.
Brominated vegetable oil.
Yes. Yes, because normal vegetable oil wasn't poisonous enough.
It's legal as a food additive in this country.
I don't know. I don't know.
Not in this country. It's not available. It's US only.
Right. Fine summary. You wandered north after having your asses handed to you by the kobolds.
You like reminding us of that, don't you?
Yes, well, you haven't been back yet because you're back at camp.
We haven't gained any levels.
You're not thinking like that. You're gaining experience with which to deal with the situation.
We need more experience to beat the crap out of that.
Where you've got your asses handed to you.
Need bigger axes.
You should probably level from this game, I would think. Assuming you just get on and do it.
Find things to kill.
Stop running off from stuff. You bad cowards. I'll roll for some more random encounters if you like. Right, you walk north and you search around what is a higgly-piggly pile of corridors. That was a pain in the ass to describe. And you found a secret door at the end which led to a torture chamber where you rested because it didn't stink of troglodyte.
Well, Phelan Hilltopper was rather excited by the manacles, as he goes on.
Oh, yes. Go Phelan.
I'm always excited by manacles.
You probably are, actually.
Maniacal about manacles?
Yeah.
That's the generous version of me wearing armour and...
Yes. New miniatures.
It's a really, really good casting of mage armour.
I must say, I quite like the pencil.
What, the D&D 30th anniversary clutch pencil you've got in your hand?
Quite like it.
Yeah.
You've got another 17 of them. Right, groovy. I have a whole pile of orcs to play with as well. Pity there's no one this one.
They look rather big.
Orcs are quite big.
Yeah, I mean, where's Finn's
character? He feels actually a half orc character.
Yeah. Half orc assassin.
Okay.
Compared to an actual orc, who is twice as big as you, according to these miniatures. You look like a monkey. Anywho, yes, you rested in a torture chamber, which was through a secret door. Doesn't stink of horrible troglodyte, and I believe it had a trap. a siding blurred trap on the entrance, which has now clicked back to set.
Yay.
So, I believe you've rested.
Anybody else cold?
Oh. Sorry?
Anybody else cold?
Ah, yes.
No.
Oh,
no,
not bad. We haven't got, have we gone to sleep yet, or is it?
Yes, you've woken up.
Ah, oh, damn, okay. Aye.
Which is why Steve's cold. He's shaking, in fact. Yeah. He's sweating. And not looking well.
He says he has the devil chills, or whatever they be.
Apparently. Oh, that's what I've heard.
You're Cornish now.
You can have some of my clothes, if you like. But
we're in Cornwall.
No, it's fine.
I can give you a cuddle.
Just this point.
That would maybe make you a bit warmer.
Mm-hmm. Possibly.
Okay.
I don't want to pass it on.
Vigorously warm you.
Oh, yes.
I'm thinking of a really good way to say that I would be down.
He has a vow of poverty. You can't pay for this.
Wait till I take the vow chastity.
Oh, no. I get all your rubbing down done before then, man.
I rub Steve's character down in a non-sexual, non-naughty way.
A platonic way.
That's the word I was looking for. Platonic way. So that he is no longer cold.
Can't reach very high.
Well,
just rub the bits you can reach.
It's quite nice. We'll put some Mountain Dew. Bribing in it.
Yes, Mountain Dew!
That'll keep you warm and stuff. Mm. Looks kind of radiant.
I can't identify the taste. I've tasted nothing like this in my life.
That's probably really why it didn't do so well in England, because you can't actually identify
it's
what it is.
It's massively popular in America.
It's hugely popular in America.
Oh, yeah.
Very much with the game of fraternity.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. In fact, I feel my head starting to buzz after like a third of a can.
Drink more.
Not at that price.
Yeah. Yeah. You feed old Steve is at school in the morning. First time Try Mr. Blaze runs around the room.
Red Bull is good. Yes, Red Bull gives you wings.
Red Bull would probably do the same thing, except for it doesn't have as many additives, I don't think.
They grow my head in vegetables.
Oh, I like Red Bull. I think
See, this doesn't taste bad, whereas Red Bull tastes foul and smells foul and looks more like wee than this.
Isn't that why they always cut Red Bull with everything else?
Yes, vodka.
Yeah.
To make
vodka.
It.
Good.
So when you've had three or four of them, you don't actually. Yeah. Anyway, what are you doing? It's the morning. Steve is sweating and shaking and he's not very happy.
Okay. Now, have we've assessed. You worked out it was devil chills, didn't you?
Yeah.
And it seemed to shake, and we kind of worked out it was probably from the dire rat bites.
Possibly. It might have been from the rat.
Which makes me deeply, deeply unhappy at the prospect, because I too was bitten by those dire rats.
I believe everybody was bitten by those dire rats.
Yes, we were all bitten by those dire rats.
Check everybody over, see if they've got any symptoms.
Give it a whirl.
Infection.
In fact, no.
One! You're absolutely fine!
You clearly have an
advanced case of syphilis!
Fairly looks fine.
I've lost a limb, you haven't noticed.
The dwarf looks fine!
Well,
the dwarf looks fine.
Can you not?
And.
Garut looks fine as well.
We all seem fine!
Oh, that's just you, you think.
We all miss
you. Do you have a weak constitution?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Average.
Yours is much higher than mine. That's rather worrying. Oh no.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
So there's no stuff in here, is there? That we found
manacles.
No. Nothing to kill.
Before we move on, I'm carrying lots of stuff and it's starting to get heavy. Does anybody want any of the things that I've picked up?
Oh,
well, I've been really good, and every time I found something that's important, I've kept it so that you can have it. But I am getting kind of weighed down now, so it would be good to maybe spread some stuff out.
I'm carrying the axe.
I'm trying to work out what I'm letting you have.
Yes, that's right.
There's a piece of paper with some words on in a language from the Titan, if anybody wants that. Oh, we can put it down.
Well, there's huge. Well, there were notes from his pocket.
Yeah.
He probably took about three or four of them. There was an enormous amount of them.
We could probably eat it. It's paper.
We could make them into a jacket to keep Bastion warm.
That's good, though.
Yeah,
we could make a tent for him. A little sleeping bag.
Well, I was thinking something a bit more portable.
Okay.
What you can
I
wear.
Have...
And come with us.
I'm not quite sure what I'm doing with the ceremonial idol.
What's
I do remember trying to offer it to people, so I don't know if I've still got it.
You should still have it.
I think I've still got it, so...
It's in the party inventory regardless.
Yeah, okay.
I'll put the party inventory up online.
Okay.
That's daily book.
But you're not allowed to put the stuff up that has stars next to it.
Okay.
Or you can highlight it. You can make it invisible.
Then you'll know.
No, because we won't do it. We're good.
They promise not to look.
Yeah, we promise not to look.
I'll give
away
those. Right, I'm giving the idol to the party, and somebody can either pick it up or leave it.
What is it?
It's a ceremonial toad idol.
Ah, yes.
I have a small ceremonial dagger that is completely useless in fighting, but it's kind of pretty, so I might keep that. I've got my toe bone still.
It's a cobbled toe bone.
Giving away those.
Get got fresh one of those.
Still. Right, I have two rusty daggers. No, I don't. I have a rusty dagger. It's in day two, session two.
Okay.
Just ignore that. Rusty daggers, anybody?
Let's have a look.
No.
It's a rusty dagger.
Clang, 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 clang.
Right, that's been dropped.
So, I'll put a D for dropped. Rusty chain.
It's a 5 foot of rusty chain.
I think we're
called wearing that around his waist.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm actually wearing the rusty chain around my waist to keep my fine figure of a dwarf in shape.
Okay. I.e. it's pulling your butt.
We've used the potion that was in the tin box, so...
You have?
There's a tin box. Yeah.
You have a tin box with three gaps for potions if you want to keep
I'll
the box.
Keep that. I like that.
It's a potion file box.
Okay, I'll keep that. You've got the golden feather, haven't you?
I have a golden feather. I haven't worked out what it's for. You kind of almost did, but didn't. So we're
not
quite
there.
Then we realised how high a DC it was for you to use item on it.
I've put the red ribbon in my hair, and I'm wearing the necklace of teeth. Look at my necklace of teeth. It's very nice.
There was human baby teeth in there.
Oh!
I don't know if I'm not human.
No.
Oh, yeah, you don't care.
There's a carved lion. Ta-da! Does anybody want this? It's very pretty. And you could give it to your wives.
Multiple wives.
How many wives do you have, Garut? Do you have 5?
I'm 16.
So I thought that people like you had wives for, let's say, a little.
For every day of the week.
I'm a half-orc. We're not big on arranged marriages.
Okay, I'm sorry. Paul has the punching daggers.
Ah yes, they're lots of fun.
So.
I
haven't punched anything with them yet, have you?
No. Yes, well, yes, the sturge.
Yeah, he punched a sturge with one. Even though they're teaching.
It felt good, but not when we were
I reckon they're about football size.
They're about as big as a cat, aren't
they? Okay, just for your information, I'm wearing a shell necklace.
Nice.
A necklace
with teeth.
A gold nose ring.
You're wearing a gold.
Silver and gold bracelet. A necklace of teeth, and a big red ribbon in my hair, and 3 lots of silver earrings.
Nice.
I'm really attractive.
Are you actually wearing that nose ring in the right place? In the sense that you are actually wearing it for your nose?
Yeah,
you
probably.
Pierced your own nose.
In the night.
In a dungeon.
Well, to be honest, she has no fear. After taking it out of a dead orc's nostril. Well, there's got to be something
inside. Wiping the blood off and then pushing it through your own septum.
I was a bit of a goth kid. I like piercings.
I like that. Well, you can always pierce yourself later.
So has anyone taken the lion?
No, not yet.
We just leave it in the party inventory.
I'll take the lion.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to get rid of it.
Who's carrying it? I'll assume if you have a party inventory that you're sharing the load.
Yeah.
And if it gets ridiculous, then we'll have to look at it again.
Yeah, I just wanted
but,
to like
yeah, it's fair enough to go through everything and switch out what you've got like that, but if you've got a party inventory as well, just assume you share the weight between you.
Unless they're specific.
Because unless you're carrying around elephants and stuff,
so there shouldn't be anything else
Garut can carry loads and loads.
Okay, I'm carrying a number of small things that you don't know about.
Ignorance is bliss.
They've gone.
I did detect magic on.
So I'm carrying
everything we've got.
Yes?
Okay, I've got a small leather bag, and I've got a tin, and I've got the jewellery I'm wearing, and that's all we've got now at the party, apart from the stuff that I've given you. So we're quite light.
Okay. And the only thing that showed up was the tin that had the potion in.
Which is now gone.
Which is now gone. And the feather, and that's it. Okay.
Can I have a play with the feather?
Yes!
Have
a go with the feather, lassie.
I'm going to
You seem quite adept with it last time.
You're going to tickle someone's fancy. You're going to have a go at using the magical item?
Yeah, what do I have to do?
Roll use magical item.
Use your magical design.
Mm-hmm.
Stand back, lads!
23.
You get a sort of tingling sensation in your hand, but nothing actually happens.
Ooh! I didn't like that, so you can have it back.
Oh, thank you, it's a gold feather.
I think it's poisoned. Maybe if you throw it at somebody, it'll hurt them.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's what I think it does.
I have to throw it.
The bit at the bottom, and then you throw it. And then it might...
The wooden throwing feathers. Yes, very useful.
Gnomish throwing feather.
Doesn't fly very far.
Like that.
Right. Put a stone onto it.
Where are you going, folks? Right, I'm going to try and draw this as best I can.
You're
going to
draw it on the whiteboard?
The whiteboard, yes.
From Tesco, $9.99.
Very good. As best as I can.
I'm sorry.
But unfortunately, I'm going to start in the middle because I don't actually know where you're going. So I'm going to start about here. I assume these are. Yes, these are.
Are those dry wipes?
They're whiteboard markers.
All right, dry wipes.
Okay. Yeah, they should be fine. Right, you're here.
Yeah.
There's a corridor going down.
Are you going to do that line in box thing?
I'm going to try and do as best as I can go.
Oh, okay.
Right. You've walked around most of this.
We're still trapped inside the room at the moment. So.
Yes, you're right.
You are till I let you out.
Trapped, I meant resting until the lovely, lovely halfling shows us the way out again.
Be nice to me.
Trap activation point until it gets set off.
Do we get more experience again, by the way?
No.
Damn it.
One of them.
We can't just stay here disarming and rearming this trap.
Until you get to level 35, and then you might go kill that kobold.
We've come back for your bones, kobold.
Probably starved to death, unfortunately. Right. You're in this room here. Which is room A32.
Do you want to write 32 on it?
Sorry. I'll write 32 on it. You're on 32. Which is where you are, which is the torture chamber.
Yeah.
This corridor here is the corridor you entered by. The secret door is at the on the eastern side. This is the start of that maze which runs this way. You haven't been along this corridor yet, but there's a big pile of dead dark mantles at that corner.
Yeah, no.
So that goes up there. Excuse me.
Have you got lots of scale on there? You've got boxes. You've got a box corridor and a line corridor, have you?
No, they're all open. The corridors are open.
Oh, okay, sorry.
That's the problem with drawing it. It's all open corridors.
Okay.
There's no rooms in it. It's just all open corridors. So it's really hard to draw. So I'm going to have a go.
It was my problem, sorry.
That's fine. No, it's not a problem. It's fine. So basically, the corridor then goes up there, which you haven't been down. So you can see it goes around the corner there, which is where the dead dark mantles are in the corridor.
Lots and lots of them.
Yeah, and the corridor continued down here to T-Junction, which you haven't yet explored. Up here is the door you came through.
North is up.
Down. Yes. North is up. As always, on every
map. As always. Except you're a dwarf, in which case it's east.
If you hold your map, up is north. That's everyone knows. That's just a bit of wall.
Okay.
So, there you go.
Ta-da.
Now, you're currently here. Where would you like to go? Oh, Steve is ill, by the way.
Oh,
he feels very weak.
There's nothing we can do about it.
You can use your stick to walk if you don't feel very well.
I think I might be doing that.
You feel weaker? Do you feel
constitutionally drained?
No, that's me.
Like that.
Do you feel your strength ebbing away with every passing breath?
Yes. Every passing breath, my God. Just about 10 seconds.
Less.
I will look after you today, and if any bad things come, I will protect you with my trusty short sword.
Thank you,
Peter. Yay.
I'll say one thing for the halfling, she's got heart.
Mm. Yeah, I've got a few actually.
My strong heart. Strong heart. We shall. Yeah, anyway.
Oh, that's my clan thing, isn't it? I remember. I didn't write it on my
character. You're not well, Dustin, at all.
Hairy feet.
I don't have hairy feet, I shave them.
You wax your feet.
A halfling who shaves.
You shave your feet. No.
That's the clear of the shaved halfling conversation. You tell me where you're going.
We're waiting for him to try and get out of the room.
Maybe it's disabled. You know it's there, so
could be worse.
You get some bonus, maybe.
What is it? What am I rolling?
You're rolling disabled device.
They're not discussing any shaven things at all.
I get 18 altogether.
That's fine.
There's nothing quite like the same.
I'll give you a bonus for it. So
well, I guess I've done it already.
Yes, you already. You know it's there. You know what it is. You've disabled one already before. So
and
you
know. I will be
the same one.
Out of the way.
Yes, you disabled.
Yay! I think it's safe now. We go through.
And you open the door and you leave to the corridor.
Yay!
Who's got that? You're here. This is a door here as well.
I'm going to stand next to Steve's character, which is that one.
Cast you off.
Oh yeah, marching order. There we go.
Yeah, put us down in a marching order.
I'll best take point.
Front towards the DM. Okay. Just to be novel.
Mm-hmm.
That
let's all be quiet and have a listen.
Well, just in the corridor.
Just in the corridor. What the hell is it? Let's just listen.
Why? What are we listening for?
Coughing.
That's it.
Listen. I hear the sound of nothing.
As 18. You step out of this room, please be aware you're all at minus two for the sickening effect.
16.
Six.
Whoops. I'll just write it at the top.
So we know.
Sick. Minus two.
Did you not find
it? I should have done it in red, you see, they're different colours.
You'll go with that.
We should have put, like, cotton wool up on our
noses. Yeah, can we block our nose?
Yeah, can we try and block our noses?
It's pretty stinky.
Oh.
Is it? No, the idea is it's sort of a cloying, musky smell. You can probably
permeating your nose.
Like burps on a Sunday afternoon.
Yes, like the society smells. Eau de geek juice.
Eau de geek.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Right, yes.
Where are you going?
Are you going north?
Oh, it's tempting.
Are you going east?
Well, the half of the bottom in front.
This bit?
So we go up. There's
a bit down the bottom.
Yeah, a bit down the bottom.
There's an argument. You're going down.
We all agree bottom is best.
Okay. You come down to the T-junction, and to your right, you see a dead end. And to your left, you see the corridor bends around to the left. Up like that. Heads off north.
We haven't been here before. We don't recognise any of the corridors.
Well, you haven't been to this specific area before.
Right, no. Yeah. Okay. Peek round the corner.
You look round the corner and you see a door just there. Just ahead of you.
Standard wooden with iron straps door.
All doors are the same.
Shall I go and look and see if I can hear anybody?
An excellent idea.
I'll look for traps.
Yeah, I'll go and I'll see if I can hear anybody. And then I will look and see if there's any traps.
Listen.
So my first roll is an 11 for listening.
Mm-hmm. Adding listen skill.
Which is 3, so 14.
Yep. Okay. You don't think you don't hear anything on the inside of the door.
Right, I will check the door for traps. With an 8. I'm rolling on a wobbly bit of mat and it's kind of not working. I'm going to roll on again. Oh, no, I'm going to keep the 8.
Okay.
I
would be happier with you keeping the initial roll anyway.
What am I doing for that?
Your traps. Searching.
Yeah, searching, that's it. So,
I'm quite good at that.
A number that adds 8 and 7 together.
Makes it 15.
Yep, you don't think you're as trapped?
Okay, it's not trapped and I can't hear anybody, so I think it's safe.
Ha ha! I will open the door!
You open the door!
Says good the half hawks.
You open the door into a corridor which looks vaguely familiar.
Oh.
It's a sort of.
Corridor like, yeah.
It's very corridor like, yes.
Is that random huge corridor we were in before?
Oh, yeah.
That's very lovely.
Says the dwarf.
The return of Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew, the return.
Do the Dew.
Your English. Say it properly.
Mountain Dew! Sorry.
What is it now?
Mountain Dew.
Thank you.
There. You recognise this corridor as the one you came in by?
Ah.
In the sense that it's
the one corridor, came in by.
The corridor you came in by.
Okay.
Oh. The door there.
Bloody hell!
What happened?
Half a can disappeared in a second.
Feel like that, Phil.
He drank like most of his can. And made a very good drinking
noise. It's those half-off tendencies.
He's gone blind, don't he? All that brominated vegetable oil.
He's just had 25 bit of caffeine in 1 minute.
It's like the evil twin of Limeade.
It's like a Limeade's evil twin. Right, basically you've been in all this area of corridors. The complicated corridors that I didn't draw last time they're complicated. So you're currently here. And this is all very familiar.
So, do we think the north-western part is unfamiliar, or is that just...
Over here? No, you figure you've been up there as well. That leads up to the dead end in the north.
Sturge Room, is it?
No, the Sturge Room is
slightly... further over.
Yeah, the Sturge Room is slightly to the east.
Okay.
Up to the north, you've got to... You followed around some wiggly corridors and found you came to a dead end, which you searched and yielded nothing, and then left again.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I hate those dead end corridors.
Shall we wander around till we find somewhere new?
Yeah.
wonder.
I can hardly suggest this corridor as new, or you can leave this area and head to a different area of the dungeon.
That's the corridor I want to go up to
first place. Yeah, we should finish what we started.
It is the corridor you want to go up in the first place.
Yeah.
Can I have a match in order?
Back as we were.
Yeah, that's about right.
Back as you were?
Yeah.
The thief hiding there at the back.
I'm looking after Bastion.
Oh yes, the Bastion is absolutely
knackered. I'm probably going to catch it now, aren't I? I'll have my handkerchief over my mouth.
Right, come round
this
corner.
You look after you, bastard.
Yes, you look after you, bastard. Don't. And it goes up to there, like so, and there's a door there.
It's like that. Actually, that corridor's longer, but I'm bad for drawing me.
Yeah, sorry. You come, how do we know?
Oh. Very true, you have no idea.
I will listen at the door.
You're good.
Oh, you
good.
Too.
Right, as you walk past this point, the crossroads.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't like it when like the DM laughs in such a manner.
Is it something to kill?
It may well be something to kill. Garut. Garut, not of Tome. Garut of Garagos, I believe.
Are you?
Yes.
Yeah, see, I know your god. I know your god.
Dungeon Master knows
all. That's Yoda. Dungeon Master never made noises. Corridor. Stupid, this is.
It was the
only thing. It's just dungeon,
this is, yes. That's a very bloody big dungeon. Here we go. And that way, we're basically...
Are those representing 5 or 10 feet?
The standard 5 foot.
Right, okay.
On to the new Mega Mat, an upgrade from last week's Battle Mat.
What's next week? Think we're going to have the ginormous...
The door is
there. The Chia Mat.
Yes, I think we should do that. If they make one thing, you realise you've got copyright, don't you?
Well, the Mondo Mat is 4 by 8 feet, at least.
Discuss the Chia Mat should be at least 3 times bigger than that.
Yeah, it should be at least
the size of
12
by carpet with it. It comes on a carpet roll and you can put it in your living room so you don't have to ever...
Isn't that lino?
Yeah.
Lino with a grid on it.
I guess it would be lino, wouldn't it? Lino. Right, I require listen checks from each of you, please. Just from him. Well, from all of you, if possible, please.
There's a fly thing.
Yeah. I knew I shouldn't have brought that Mountain Dew. Made you particularly vocal.
Mighty 13.
Ooh, that's not so good.
I rolled 18 for my listen check. Well, I hear your two. Heart nine. Beating.
What did you get for listen?
8.
19.
13. 21. 19. We're still 19, sickened, 22. Yeah? You're still sickened. 19,
damn it.
Okay, cool.
Okay, you don't hear anything, unfortunately. Well, stop listening here. Nothing.
Scary, I can actually hear that mozzie type fly thing. See, flying around my ears.
It's a sturge.
No!
It's here for effect.
And you ordered it especially, didn't you?
I did, yeah, I ordered a sturge in for effect.
I keep hearing it around my head and you don't like it.
Uh-oh! I hit it with the Map 8 laser pointer.
Stop zapping things with the laser pointer.
It's good. Ow, my eye! It's less than 0.1 milliwatt, you'd be absolutely fine.
I don't know why Helen wants you to take these off your Delft shelf.
What are you looking for?
You can't call her Helen, you've got to call her Snack Girl.
Sorry.
Snack Girl, what are you looking for?
Anything about that sort of
lizardy
sort of...
Oh, lizardy rose, you're looking over here.
This is the Kirk Evil 7 Tommy guy.
That'll do. Well, it's he. Yeah, he'll do. And we'll have...
Those are metal ones on the right. Please don't pick the Frost Giant, it's scary.
We'll have this thing. Well, it is a werewolf, I believe. It's not a werewolf at all.
Problem with all these randomised miniatures.
Yeah.
I like that Order of the Stick cartoon, actually. That's quite
They're funny. Brilliant, they're really good. It's just
exactly a spell! The new retail policy of the store. Random spell allocations.
Right.
Okay.
Garut?
Oh, flippin' heck, how many?
Hey, Garut.
I killed them all!
Right.
We let him.
Troglodytes!
Blow.
Two troglodytes step out of the darkness on either side and attack you.
I saw them before they stepped out of the darkness.
I'm afraid you didn't.
Do you want to throw for initiative?
No, this is a surprise round.
I can see the dark!
Yes, you can, but they were hidden down the end, unfortunately. Having passed their hide rolls and their silent, quiety rolls, they're going to bop you on that.
Hmm? How do they cast them? It's potent.
Yes, I rolled and you failed. Therefore, they won. It's damn! That simple.
Nice roll.
No initiative
at all.
They're going to bop Finn. Flat-footed AC, please.
42.
Okay, 42. 15. Therefore, the troglodytes get a 946
bonus. Oh, no!
The one on the this one here, who isn't a troglodyte, misses you. Well, he is a troglodyte, but his model isn't. And that one misses you as well.
Ha!
Now we've got an initiative, I believe.
He's an orc brute.
Is he a brute?
Apparently.
Oh, dang.
18.
Come on! Yeah. Use your dwarven initiative to roll.
Do we have minus two to our initiative?
You have minus two to everything.
Okay, well, I've just rolled zero for my initiative.
One.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Remember? Dexterity?
You have a dexterity.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Would you like me to put the...
19.
Are you all right, an initiative on the Mega Mat?
Cool. Yeah.
The Trogs are going on 11.
Minus 5, not 7.
Because I've got to take it up mine as well.
Yeah.
They were all bad. We don't want them.
Okay, who's going first?
Me?
Yeah. He's got the double shields, but he's quick. He's just jumping all the time.
Go on, Bastian. I've told you to do it.
Some strange twist. Yeah, the corridors are actually slightly wider than that. You could probably pass each other in the corridor if you wanted to.
Line of sight. The whole point.
They are slightly larger than 5 foot. It's just that they're... Yeah, you can probably pass on either side. So if you can work your way through the line if you wanted.
It's one I could see them from there. Mm-hmm. How about you with a vision of Celestia?
That's isn't it?
Yeah.
Will serve?
It certainly is.
Mm. Pick one. Which one are you going for?
This one.
The one that is actually a troglodyte?
Yes.
Yes, that one there. The actual troglodyte was an 11.
Okay. He gets dazed for a round.
He says, he's dazed for a round. Thank you kindly. Castorist, who's next?
Balazar,
cast sleep!
Okay, Balzar, casting sleep. Where are you targeting sleep?
I am targeting sleep.
If you put me to sleep, I shall be most upset.
No, it can be done on. No, it's all in the group, isn't it? So I will select the
kind. You can't see that. You can't see them.
I can't see those. So therefore, it would not be good.
You can see that. You can see them here. You can see these two that are attacking him. But you can't see these two dead.
Does that also get?
It will target it. If you target either of those two, it will catch.
In which case, I won't do it. In which case, I would say, I know my spells better than that. So I'm going to magic missile this one.
That one. The actual.
Attack the darkness. Attack the darkness.
Am I attacking the darkness?
Yes. Go off. Magic missile eyes him. you're magic missiling the dazed one.
3 points.
Brilliant.
Bing.
Very nice. Your green bolt of energy impacts upon the troglodyte. He smells.
Groot.
That's what the green bolt of energy is. It's
That one.
Okay.
Twice.
Oh.
Really hard.
Yeah. Have we amended the calculation for damage on his...
Yes.
Good. Good.
That's 21.
That'll hit.
No, sorry, 19.
That'll hit.
And 10.
That'll miss.
Just the one then.
Yeah, is that including your minus twos?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just checking.
Six.
Which one did you hit?
The one that you didn't hit.
All right.
Ouch, he says. Who's good?
Them.
Them?
Okay.
I am ever so slow today.
This door opens.
No!
No one charges that.
Oh, dear.
Well done.
Expeditious retreat.
You haven't got that spell.
I know.
Right.
I can think it, though.
Their options are somewhat limited. The one to the front has a go.
Attack of opportunity?
He's attacking you. Oh. He runs in to attack. It's a charge.
They won't be charging the door anyway.
Well, yes. He opened the door and he moved in to hit you, effectively. Not a charge, but it's not a thingy. 14. Is a miss, I assume.
Yes.
Okay, either side of you.
This one doesn't get dazed.
Oh, yes, he's dazed. Does he still count as flanking if he's dazed?
No.
He doesn't. Groovy. So the other one doesn't get a flanking bonus. Right.
Oh, these are crap. Crap, crap, crap.
Hooray!
14. Again, misses, because it's the same as the one I've just rolled.
We like it.
All right.
Yay, it's me.
Fighting.
Yay. Okay. Well, because I'm going extremely slow. I'm going to sneak around the wizard, who I think that model is. Can I sneak up to somebody?
Just for completeness, there's another one here. Sorry.
I want to sneak up to somebody. I start up here.
Yes, so you can walk. Yes, you can walk around.
And I want to sneak up on that one.
Well, you can be in combat with that one diagonally.
Can I sneak?
He's dead.
Well, you're fair. You can walk up and stab him anywhere.
Okay.
Go stab.
Minus 2, 13.
And add something to it as well.
Yes, you add a 2 hit roll. Me dear.
Yeah, my 2.
Oh, so it's a straight
17,
roll.
17, so 15, sorry. Did I say 13? I didn't think that. That's not what I meant.
Sorry, I'm taking pictures of combat.
Why? It's boring.
It is rather, but they like it up on the site to see what you're doing. Difficult to describe across the corridor when you're being, what's the term?
Surrounded.
That's the one.
Preparing for another ass kicking.
Okay, I got 15.
15, that will hit.
You also got to remember we can see and they can't.
Yes.
Kill them.
That's they're all blind. Yes.
Go.
Before I hit them, you don't do d20 damage.
Oh, damn! I believe the term is sadly.
Sadly, yes.
How many?
One.
What is your damage with your short sword?
D4 minus 1, minus 2. So, it should be like minus 3 or something.
Can't you backstab one?
That's what we're trying to do.
You just get round the back.
Guess where I'm going next?
You can tumble through the square.
Quite hard.
It's hard, but you can do it. Who's next?
Helen's character once tumbled through across a...
Bastion of Thorn!
Because she died, yeah. And that was Rollmaster.
With his lightning reflexes and Devonshire. Cool.
Bastion of Thorn. Shaky Bastion of Thorn. Shaky, weak, strength 4 Bastion of Thorn.
I don't think you're doing now.
Are you strength 4?
Yes.
Yes.
Staying here, then.
At the back?
Yes.
Why don't you just try and attack with your stick, Bastion of Tome?
I'll add hit points to
yes. You will heal them with your stick!
At my d6 point.
You hit them precisely to close their wounds. Pretty good.
I cast Bless. Oh,
I thought that tall when
he goes, ooh,
that's
wrong.
So that means everyone gets plus 1, I believe, yes?
Yes.
So that counteracts the minus 1 to a degree.
Yes.
Plus 1 to saves, attack, and damage?
No. Attack and saves versus fear.
Oh, okay. That all?
Nothing.
Okay, fair enough. Look at the book.
Who's next? One for attacking.
Yeah.
After Bastion of Thorm, it would be the wizard.
Yes.
Okay, that's therefore a cumulative minus 1 to attack. Okay. Go, Balazar.
Okay, Balazar.
Do something exciting, Balzar.
He is going to send forth from his hand a goddess... Ooh, no! Ooh, hang on, spell this time!
Yes.
Okay.
What are you learning in the morning? What have you got?
Everything, no.
You're not a sorcerer.
All the good ones.
What have you learned at the first level this morning? You've already cast magic missiles. So.
Yeah, magic missile.
What else have we got?
Can I say it again?
What?
I cast magic missile.
Very good. Sleep. So you've got sleep, magic missile, and...
And the other one is be mage armor.
Mage armor. Very good. What are you casting?
Mage armor, then.
Right. Mage combat, baby.
Sleep. Sleep on the back one.
Oh, yeah. Can I sleep through onto those two back ones?
Yeah, technically, you can see through it.
Oh, no.
So where are you targeting?
God damn,
you're targeting this back one here.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, what's the area of effect?
It's 10 foot radius.
Is it 10 foot? Check the area of effect of sleep because it may catch those two. If it hits it there, it will.
10 foot radius first.
Very good. That'll catch just those two and not Garut. So they get will saves, yes?
Yes, sir.
They've got a great will save of troglodytes.
Hooray.
A 5 for the back one.
Whoops.
He's snoring
soundly. Hurrah! Sleep, baby!
And a 14 for the front one. Sorry.
What's your inbound?
14, I believe, in total for saves at level 1.
And level 2?
No. I mean, that's your level 1 spells are 14 saves, aren't they? Should say on the back of your character sheet.
Yeah, we did that, okay. Save.
Right.
First spell check, Dave's D. T14! You're not a spell focus, are you?
No.
No.
He passed. Who's next?
That doesn't help that bit.
No. Garud.
Go, Garud.
Bugger.
I think that just worked.
Bugger.
Yeah.
What?
I attack the
darkness.
Same chap as before.
Go ahead. Attack him away. Both ends?
Yes, what happened.
Are you giving it to him both ends?
Yeah, because you'll start working me into that.
Lots and lots. The lowest one is 14.
14 missed.
So is it 5, 6, yeah, so it's 14.
You're only at minus 1 round by now.
Oh, that's 15 there.
That hits.
Ha-ha. Then they both hit.
Yay!
Thank you to Bastion of Torms.
Stunning.
You're a monastery with damage as well. It's really harsh.
Oh. Yeah.
It's even reducing Garud. I should really give you a counter experience for this.
16.
16. He collapses dead to the ground.
Hey!
Who's next?
Giving his mate the opportunity to move
them.
Up. Them. See, we can do more damage with a lettuce.
That one charges in the side of Garud. That gives him a plus two bonus for charging, plus two bonus for flanking. So that's plus four for him.
Let's do him. I think I should have stepped back.
Let's do him first. Doing him first, he gets plus one to claw you.
But he can step in there.
Giving him a total of 18.
Whoa!
Did he hit you?
That'll do. Yeah,
he gets two claw attacks. That's what I've been missing.
Oh, dear. Yeah,
he gets one.
Oh, yes, because he charged. Yes, the rest get two claw attacks. Knew there was something I was missing here. Claw attack d4. 3 points of damage. Okay, the other two. The other one on the other side gets plus two bonus for flanking you. And he gets, apparently, plus two claw attacks and a bite. But they're crap with them. Claws.
You did crap.
18.
Yes.
Claws. Four. Eight.
Hooray!
One hit.
Three hit points. Three hits. And the one in front of you. Claw. 12. Claw. 5. Bite. 3.
Hooray! That crap! These are the kind of monsters we need!
If you stand behind me with the healing spell, I'll just work my way through it.
I would love to, but I can't get in.
Let's play.
Why there is a
squeeze
past.
Oh,
there's
nowhere
to stand.
Clockwork half oak.
Turned into a flash.
Go ahead.
Can I ruin the ambience of the game and ask you something?
What? Does it involve archaeology?
No, it involves my sister saying, can we go down tomorrow to give her a computer because she desperately needs one. And she wants an answer tonight. So, she has to have all her college work tied up and she doesn't have a working computer.
Not in here, please.
Hal ignores me while he pours his Mountain Dew.
Look at the amber.
And I'm not saying it in the crap American way.
Mountain Dew?
Let's do the dew.
I feel gypped if I got amber that color.
Yes, so would I. Yes, if you want.
Okay, she suggested tomorrow evening.
You're fine.
I'm supposed to be playing Richard's game, but I don't know if it started or not yet. Have you and Helen made characters yet?
No.
Okay, well, I'll be fine.
Well, Paul, you might not be aware, but...
If you give me Richard's number, I'll sort of
fine,
him
text
him.
No problem.
I need to tell her, that's why.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sorry.
Onward. Combat.
My go.
Your go.
Okay, I want to backstab somebody.
Did you wait for your initiative to ask me that question?
Yeah.
Well done!
I didn't want to interrupt anybody.
Sorry.
I should really say it, because I would spoil it, but she really needs to know.
I like that. No,
that's
fine. Go, kill
something. Okay, I want to backstab something.
Right, in order to backstab, you need to be behind it.
I would tumble to that one.
Yeah, you can tumble through that square there.
Okay.
In order to get behind him.
I have a good tumble skill.
But it's quite hard.
It's very hard.
How hard have a good skill?
25.
Yeah, you need 25 to get past him. And if
have you got 21?
Yeah. I've got 9.
Basically, you roll and bump into his leg. Do you get an attack of opportunity? He does, doesn't he?
I don't think you get
anywhere. Eh?
I don't think you actually get anywhere.
That was just a practice.
That was another practice.
You sure that was
not your night before?
Can somebody lend me a dice that's blooming good?
It's barrel shaped.
Okay, I've never... Oh, God, I can't read
that. Yeah, no, it'll take a while to read
it. Wow, barrel-shaped dice, how groovy is that?
So from Crystal
Wand.
That's a one, that's really bad. that's 16, I think.
I don't understand.
That's a complicated dice.
No.
Crystal cast, crystal dice.
Lindsay likes dice that say the numbers proper like.
How are we doing, Steve?
I like the D4s. They're very clear. They're much better than the usual D4.
Dunk. Mm. They're like a dog bench.
Yeah. You stop in front of him and take an opportunity.
So you bumped into him basically, he's going to whop you on the score.
I'm being really slow.
He gets a 5. It would appear that 5 is the lucky number of troglodytes. Unfortunately, it's not enough to hit anything. You basically tumble at him, hit his leg, go, oh crap, and he swings at you, and you're basically in the square you started in.
Okay. So I'm back there.
You're there, yes. Good attempt.
Great amount of cumfish there.
Yeah, well, there you go. Who's next?
think it's these blooming dice.
You.
Hal, give me some more D20s.
Use one of the new shiny.
No, they're even worse.
Shiny 30th anniversary dose.
Let's see, I'll stay where I am. Try
the green vast one. Advantage of being free.
Oh, yes. Delay.
That would just roll your delay.
Yes.
He's just going to roll six dice and pick whichever one he likes next? Best.
I am married to the GM.
Balazar, what are you doing?
Balazar is casting Mage Armor on himself.
Thought you might. Okay, very good. Are you going to bring it to combat then?
Balazar is casting Mage Armor on himself.
Margo?
Shouldn't he cast Mage Armor? Shouldn't cast Mage Armor on Finn's character?
Maybe.
Can't hide.
No, it's an armor bonus, which Finn already gets from his armor.
Okay.
I hit that one. That's been it before. It was dazed.
Yes, okay. Very good. Thought it was magic missile. Yeah.
Yes.
Good, do it.
And I miss.
Oh, okay. Who's good?
There. Damn you, Groot.
Ouch. Right, the actual dazed one, or the one that was dazed, gets a plus two bonus for flanking. Claws. 21. Claws, 21. Bite. 0. Oh no, two. Two including his...
Can you find more than one?
No. Bite his tongue. 8 points of damage from the claws.
Down to single digits.
One's on the other side.
Who? We're going to die. If we're not careful.
6. 16. 11.
Missed.
One's to the front.
Damn, I thought that was the
no
damage.
No bonuses. 5. 3.
Hooray!
7.
Hurrah!
See, I like playing open because then you see I'm not cheating. I don't want to cheat you in the big dungeon. Right, that's them over. Try it again.
Try and tumble again. I'm going to roll 6 dice and keep the best one.
No, you aren't. You're going to choose a dice.
I choose the 15.
Right, re-roll the 15 and that's what you're having.
Yeah.
Damn it! So one! You!
Look, yeah, and they come right at the 15 wasn't high enough anyway.
Will a 16 hit you? It won't, will it?
My
He swipes at you again, and this is.
I got 16 that time.
No.
And a 1. And a 2, and 2.
Yeah, it's an interesting delay.
Can you not heal?
I can't get to him.
Oh, yes, it's touch range, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's because you can't get
to him. You can switch places with the.
I need her to move.
Oh,
he's great.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to melt into a big puddle of.
Yes, should Balazar bravely switch place with the fighter?
I got 19.
I think Balazar should colour spray down the corridor.
I got 19. I'm keeping that one next go.
Right.
Do it, but it'll stop him doing it.
What? Well, you have a better chance of serving, I would suggest.
Do it. Do it, for the love of God. No, do it.
Colour spray down the corridor.
Yeah.
Okay. You'll probably get them all.
Yep. Colour spray
down the
corridor.
Including the ones down the side, except for that one that's chucked up inside.
Colour spray.
I've got a spell of it.
Your colour spray. What do they need to serve? Aye, well, a vivid cone of clashing colour springs forth from Balazar's hand.
Willed. Everybody in the corridor in front of Balazar needs to make a will serve.
Is that Balazar?
I suck at will saves.
No,
I have minus 1 for a will save.
Oops. Mm. Hope you roll big. That's cocked, roll it again.
Yeah.
Yay!
18.
So,
17.
Minus
12 for the first one.
Dunk. Thank you.
16.
Jesus.
15. How did you rest of his Oh, Garut's down.
Yes.
Oh dear. So one wizard men and Garut down.
That's
unconscious. How long are you unconscious for?
Until we kick him.
About 2d4 rounds.
Yeah, a long time. Yes. Do you want to roll 2d4 rounds? Just give us 2. Garut might get back up.
Long. 6.
6. Well, if it's 2d4, we have 6 rounds. Are you unconscious again? Is that twice since we started?
Yeah. It's really, really amazing that the big fight is so crap!
Not so crap! I've just got no backup!
It's true.
Well, I'm trying! There's a big fat thing in the way!
We have no secondary fighter!
No. You didn't run well.
The other thigh is the size of, like, trees.
Well, stab him in his knee!
I'm trying! See? Roll the 20. I'm keeping that.
You don't need to roll past him now, because him and his mates are coming to get you.
Oh.
Yeah,
you screw me, by the way.
Well, how long?
It's 2d4 rounds, unconscious, blinded and stunned. Then blinded and stunned for d4 rounds, and then stunned for a round.
Who suggested I use bloody...
I did. You're a
good
judge.
Let's just rewind the recording back to ourselves before we have thought of this.
Whose go is it now?
Garouch, but he's down.
Yep.
Don't even think about it. then it's them.
Them. Right, the one there around the corner is going to have a go at Phelan. Missed on a 9. Missed. And missed. 3 misses on Phelan.
Yay! And that's
Well, technically that one could step over Garouk, but he's not going to. Probably got the most horrible picture of Meg.
Yep.
He's been blinded by the...
Actually, he is going to step on the Garouk square.
Squidge.
I have pointy armour, he hurts his feet.
Missed. So 1d4 damage.
Missed. Missed. It's going to be lucky to hit you, to be quite honest. Go.
It's failing.
I'm going to stab him in the knees.
Shame he can't do any damage, isn't it?
Oh.
Sorry.
I'll sneak behind the man that's staring straight at me and stab him in the back.
Remember, she knows where you live.
Yes.
Yeah. These corridors are not best suited for backstab.
8.
You know, these D&D 30th anniversary dice are not doing too well for us this evening.
I'm just gonna roll all of them again.
But no, his next one. Right.
I'm not doing anything yet.
I rolled 20!
Very good.
On a green dice.
Who's next?
Keep the green.
Balazar. Balazar reels thigh reels. He puts his teeth back in from before. Realizes that half of Garouk is down. It's time to swing into combat wizard mode.
Are you going to start shooting him?
Shoot him with the heavy crossbow.
Oh my god. You're at -4.
Shotgun load.
You're at -4.
I'm at -4.
Shooting over the head of a halfling, are we?
It's true.
Yeah, I'm shooting over the head of a halfling.
He's shooting into combat. Still.
To hit monsters.
Mm-hmm.
It.
Yes.
Well, personally. So,
yeah.
Just roll.
Only monsters shoot.
You need a big roll. Let's say. What'd you get?
5.
You miss. Oh. That's just a miss, as opposed to shooting when he bets him back.
Uh-huh.
That's a good shot. Let's go to the website.
Garouk is another name.
Monsters.
Monsters.
Monsters. They're not going to hit her.
Like my will save.
Missed.
Last session, a bit warm.
Missed. 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 You're obscene.
I rock.
Literally,
rock
this is radio.
Oh my god. Yeah. Oh my god.
Miss on a 2. Miss on a 13. Miss on a 0.
At what point do we get exhausted and both of us like, take rest, time out for the drunk night.
You're all back off a bit now than now.
Yeah. Power break.
Okay, I want to tumble over him and backstab him.
Right. Make me a tumble check.
Come on. The green,
yes.
Green's good.
They need to roll it. What's your tumble
think
skill?
20.
My tumble skill is 9.
So 16. You need a 16 or more.
Imagine a 20 in your mind.
Better.
So she needs a 18 or more because she's at -2.
No, I'm at -1.
Oh, -2. So you need 17 or more. So that's 12, unfortunately, misses. Who's next? Suggest you can possibly fight side by side. The corridors are slightly wider than 5 feet.
And we are, she's a halfling, so.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to actually go into combat and not just shoot over the halfling's head.
Yeah. It's a bit tough, actually. If I use my crossbow, are they still in range to hit me or not?
If you use your crossbow in combat, then you get attack opportunity.
I'll swap over to...
Does it take a round to reload the crossbow?
Yeah.
So you actually can't
I'll swap over to the... I'll just drop that and move straight onto the heavy mace.
Because otherwise you're going to be... Yeah, get in there, go
Please
on.
Please don't drop the crossbow on my head.
No, it'll be fine!
Get in there.
Sorry, Bastion.
Bastion, reload this.
Yes, I will. Think 20.
You're going to reload
critical.
It. Yeah.
Think critical, come on, this is for the party!
Ooh, actually threatened.
Oh!
Oh!
Come on!
Right, I think you should go home, buy some new dice, and come back.
You see, that's where that thing comes in.
Oh,
you should give it a go.
Oh no! Go on, we won't turn anyone. Are you all the hits be crits? I've rubbed them on my chest. I'll do it.
Oh my god!
That'll do it too. See?
Let's see if it works.
No.
No, you have to actually make a roll with it. I think that's proper
like
roll.
That?
No. You need it.
Okay.
Okay. Third ring.
Right, next.
Monsters.
Let's see if it works for me.
Miss on a 6. Miss on an 18, I believe.
Yeah.
Miss on a 17. Miss on a 10. Miss on a 12. miss on a 9. Miss on a 5.
Because you're not good at cameras.
Miss
on it. That's not what I expected.
Miss
to see
on
you
a three. Who's next?
I put a new dice pouch.
Failing.
I'm very impressed with your dice pouch. Now to see if it works.
Think 20. Think 20.
Oh, yes!
You tumble through.
Pay which way? Going, that way. That way. That way.
I'm going that way.
I go there too.
Woot!
She had to attack this round as well. Yeah. You may now attack with a backstab.
Okay.
Because you roll and see if you hit. Roll. You get plus two because you're behind
12,
him.
14, 13.
Plus whatever you're
plus your attacks.
Plus
go.
My 2, so 15.
That's fine, you hit. You do your standard damage.
Plus a d6.
Plus a d6.
I might actually do some damage.
Yes, come on. Nice.
Seven, six.
Six?
Six with a minus one. There's a minus one to damage.
What's your best damage for your short bow?
Yeah,
short
sword. There's a minus two.
For me, a minus six, two, so.
So what we got?
Four.
Four?
Bad. You was multiple.
No, because we don't have, we only have a minus.
Doesn't
it? Oh, okay. I think this technique works, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
May all your crits be hits when you rub them on your...
Don't put our dice chest.
But there,
don't
there.
Knock it. Or knocker it, whichever you want. Let's go. Don't knocker it. Or do knocker it. Seems to work.
I'll reload his crossbow.
Right.
I'm about to find out if it works for me.
Can you fire it?
No.
Nope, didn't think so.
Oh, yes, I can.
That was the scary.
Can you fire the crossbow?
Yes. It's not heavy.
Yes. He's got some well. He's got the devil chills and you're firing a heavy crossbow into combat. You get a plus two bonus for flanking now.
Alright, excellent. Hurrah! Which kind of cancels my minus two for
yes.
Nausea. Okay.
But you get plus one for bless.
You get a net plus
oh,
one.
So you're actually netting a plus one.
Oh, excellent, my lord. It's my go.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's see if that rubbing technique worked for me. Shake it hard. 14, 15.
That hits.
Yes, it works! It does! It works! Splat it. Okay. Heavy mace.
Remind me to borrow a dice off Paul.
Talking about splatting.
And it takes a mighty 9 points of damage to that troglodyte.
It's
boom!
Seven,
sorry.
Well, it staggers back a bit.
And squishes me, probably.
Probably. No, it just staggers back. Who's next?
Garud.
Fourth round.
Monsters.
I'm not even sure I want to open this.
The one ahead is going to attack Paul, the other two are going to attack Phelan. So we'll do Phelan's first. Miss. Miss. Miss, because it's the bite and gets a minus.
Hey.
Hit.
Hey!
Ah, oh, damn!
A hit.
Is that a threat?
Can you threaten the claws?
Yeah.
It's a miss. Yes. It's a miss anyway.
It's normal.
Miss. No hit. Hit really? On a 19, yeah. And miss with a bike.
So two hits.
So two hits on Phelan.
Ooh.
7 hit points of damage.
Can your minus one off that?
No. How are you doing?
I have 4 left.
Right. On the wizard, what do I need to hit you?
16.
Oh, missed. Missed and a bite. Hit. Surprisingly, the bite was exactly the same damage as the rest. 3 points of damage.
Stunk! Oh, yeah, I've been bit by a trog.
I shall.
Remove his kidneys.
Can I still backstab it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
as long as you're behind it, as long as someone is opposite you. Yeah, with the monster in the middle, you can backstab.
12?
That'll be fine,
that
hits.
Do it again to see if I... Oh no,
Do it, damage.
Damage.
D4 plus a D6.
Yeah, that rubbing technique is working better than that.
Yeah. 7, so 4.
He dies.
Yes! Yeah. I killed something!
Look at the size of it, it's huge!
I kick ass!
Yes! Halfling hero!
Doing well there. You killed something right now when you've killed it.
What was it? It was
a troglodyte. Is that the first thing you've killed?
Yeah.
On your own.
Wow!
Well,
so it's all down to that technique.
It works!
There you go. Next!
I should never have doubted you.
I wait for them to come into the corridor proper.
Proper life.
Right.
Okay. Then it's Balazar.
Balazar? No plus two this time, you're not flanking.
No plus two, okay.
So let's see, and I roll a... Ooh, it stopped halfway, actually. Right.
Probably with a bobbly mouth.
11 plus no minus blah.
No.
It's always bad when you're like room number.
Fifth round. He gets up next round, yes?
Yeah, but I'm still blinded and stunned.
Can we poke him with sticks?
Do you want to just lie down? Ah!
Yeah, but you can take hit points for people.
Them.
Them. They'd be stupid to step into the backstabber range of the thief, wouldn't
they're
they?
They're troglodytes. They must
they're
be stupid.
Your intelligence 8?
That's stupid!
They're not that stupid. Even they can attack from there. Both of them are going to try and attack failing. One will be on failing, one will be on the dwarf. Failings. Miss.
I don't pay for anything.
Miss on a turn. And again, miss on the bite.
Damn it.
Even though I rolled a 19. For the dwarf. Hit. Hit. Miss.
Two hits on the wizard, lovely.
6.
Oh dear, that's not good for Valadar.
Is that Transylvania?
I want to drink.
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
Are we going back to the torture chamber after this then?
I imagine you might be.
Possibly. I want to backstab something else. Can I tumble across the wall?
No.
Through the wall to hit it.
There is actually a prestige class that would allow a character to
tumble around corners.
No. To change where they're threat, which square they threaten from, which means that it's much better for you because you can then be in more places.
We have no prestige classes in this part.
You'll get
that's
one.
It's what
you
should
hit him.
Second
level. Could be right. Poor prestige sleep. Class that you meet the entry requirements to its second level.
Well, he's asleep for a good long while, but it depends whether you want to stay in the fight or whether you want to back off and kill him.
I'm not evil yet.
You don't have to be evil.
Oh, I want to stay in the fight. I'm really psyched.
Psyched you killed the troll.
Woohoo!
Okay.
So can I just move and step on him?
Technically, yes.
You could do, but then they get flanking on you.
Yeah.
You don't want to
do that. Stay there. Stay there and attack one of them. Hope one.
Round the corner.
Ah! Which one has the list? Oh, no, I'm staying.
Neither of them have been injured.
I didn't get back in after either of them.
How many have you got down your top?
Enough to keep them revved up.
What's my bra, though?
Yes! More talking! It works! May all your hits be crits?
No, Lindsay's rubbed them on her chest.
You don't need to roll again. There, okay.
Go on.
You best just
D4. It's just your standard damage. No D6. You don't. You're not backstabbing. It's just straight hit.
One.
Still,
it's one.
Better
not.
The only problem is, how many dice
are there in a set? With the -2, is it worth you even rolling a damage dice?
No. Next.
I need to put all these things. Me. If they're not coming out of the corridor, I step here.
Yeah.
And shoot that.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I'll probably miss. But then again. Thirteen.
Missed.
Ooh.
But not by much.
Right.
Who's next?
Balazar.
Balazar has one more chance to hit the troglodyte.
How many hit points does Balazar have left?
6.
That's alright. How many do you have? 4.
I have 4.
Still,
in my injured, wounded state,
no bloody way!
Pick a grapple at minus 12.
Stay down my strap! Right,
you restore your weasel in your jock strap.
Nice, spicy.
It impresses the ladies, what can I say? Right, here we go. Come on, 14 plus one.
You have an overall plus one, I believe, don't you?
Yeah, 15.
So yes, that'll hit.
Yes! And the damage is from the heavy mace to the troglodyte's jaw. 6 plus.
Which one are you hitting? The one Phelan's attacking, or the other one?
The other one. 6 plus your strength, minus 2. 5.
Then.
5.
The other one, not the one Phelan's attacking.
Correct.
Okay.
Garouge. Round 6.
Ah! I'm up! You're alive and stunned!
Just flail about blindly with a weapon.
There's nothing you can do stunned, is there? How long is he stunned for?
The D4 lands.
I roll it down a bit.
No, let me roll it. I roll lower.
It's the wizard's spell.
I do. Yes.
Yes.
Take mine.
4.
I don't bother getting up.
Stay down! Stay down, Groot! Are you standing up?
No, I just keep lying down.
You're lying down.
I'm blind and there's people flailing weapons around.
It's them, yes.
Missed. You feel too good at armor class. They're crap.
I'm not doing anything, I'm just dwarf.
Hit.
Oh, come on.
Miss.
One hit on the dwarf.
Three.
Oh, that was a stinger.
I must say, you're taking it to the wire.
Oh. It was my ghost wound.
Maybe you're yes. now.
Yay. I hit him.
Go on, then.
And I have to give us a special rub.
I wish you would. Stop molesting yourself.
No.
Bad luck. You missed.
Right, he goes in the door to throw him.
I'll reload the crossbow.
Good. Who's next?
Balazon.
I wondered what you were doing.
You don't got any spells left, boy.
Well, never use them.
No. Use them.
God, zebras. Days.
Days.
He gives him a round. Make me a concentration check.
Concentration.
You should be able to do it because you've got combat casting.
I've got throwing daggers.
19.
That's fine, don't worry about it. Just to check you didn't hit you because you're in combat.
Wilson,
which one are you dozing? The one you're fighting or the one Phelan's fighting?
The one that I'm fighting.
He fails, he's going, dazed. He's dazed.
Hey.
Well done.
Well, Garud. Take the thing off. Miss.
Shockingly. Cannot hit
the daisies.
Okay, I just realised that I'm rather good at throwing daggers, so I'm going to throw a dagger.
You back off a bit and throw a dagger.
With my +8 for throwing daggers.
Yes, you're better at throwing things.
It was a 20! It was, and then it rolled back.
You still hit. Okay,
yeah, 22.
You got 5 throwing daggers, haven't you?
Seven. You do 1 point.
Yeah.
Is that 1 point?
Yeah.
1 point of damage.
Yeah.
But you hit.
We need to get the halflings a majorly magic weapon.
Yes, we need to get her a big magical bow.
No, you need to give her a bow.
You need to give her a bow. Yeah. And then it doesn't have strength, it's negative.
You need to have a bow.
It's still negative. That's really rubbish. Your strength came off a bow.
You have to buy a special bow so you can add to it with strength.
Don't you?
Yeah, but I thought... Mighty bows add strength, but they don't negative to it.
Pretty sure
they do. Why would they? It's the bow that does the work, not you. You pull the bow back, but...
Exactly, you can't pull it far enough.
You do the work, the bow just holds the work you do.
True.
Yeah, but if a standard bow...
A normal bow could be strong.
Why can't I pull this bow at all? But
just because you're stronger, you're counting more damage, so if you've got less strength, surely it doesn't minus off. I wouldn't suggest.
If you're stronger,
yes.
In normal archery, if you're stronger.
Look it up. Anyway,
you can pull that back further and put more energy.
Yeah, but you have to buy a different bow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, beyond its maximum.
Or shoot the one that's dazed.
Do it.
Shoot him with your crossbow.
Are you up?
Whoa! 17.
You added last time, and that's fine.
Yes, I added last.
Fine. Go. Do it.
D10, isn't that though? A crossbow.
That crossbow, I'm afraid, is 1d10. Yes.
Woo.
4.
Oh, you're
now, how can the crossbow be getting minuses then?
It's just the way it is.
It's bloody stupid.
Yes, I agree. Welcome to D&D.
Crossbow shouldn't be minuses because that's not held by a person.
Yeah.
That's a mechanical
but it's not. You're -2 to damage.
That's stupid.
That's the mechanic, unfortunately.
That's stupid. It's a cocked weapon. It sits there. You pull a trigger.
Don't argue with me, boy.
I'm arguing with the
Balazar.
Balazar is
you
going
put
to...
put it down, mister.
He swings round his mighty mace in one final graceful arc towards the troglodyte's head.
He's asking for a one.
10 and 11 missed.
Damn.
Who next?
Garouge.
I'm nearly not blind.
Constant.
Miss the thief. Miss the mage.
Come on.
Miss the mage.
Hooray!
Only because of the bite and you get -1, otherwise it'll hit you.
Duh. I have the look of the dwarvish.
Thalin.
Come on, Thalin.
Throw another dagger.
I throw another dagger.
Go on, then.
For another mighty 1 point.
9 plus 8.
It hits.
Yeah.
Keep throwing the daggers.
1.
Just chip away.
Same one again?
Yes.
Who's next?
Me, I'll reload the crossbow.
Very good. Next.
Balazar.
Go, Balazar.
You're toying with me, Mr. Truggy. Take a bit of dwarvish maester ass. Next time,
perhaps. I can see!
Can you see? Are you back in action?
No, I'm still stunned!
What are you stunned for?
One more round.
Oh, Lord. Are you standing up now?
What's my minuses when I'm stunned?
You can't attack.
Oh, can't attack.
Can you?
I think so.
No.
That's I actually...
Because you stunned with dares, don't you? I do dares with dares.
You daze with dares. They're not stunned.
Should we look up stun?
Yes, you lose your... You get, you, if you got a penalty for strength, you apply to rolls with sling or bows.
That's rubbish.
I can't believe this is a negative penalty on a crossbow.
A sling has got nothing to do with strength either.
No, I know that.
No, a sling has...
Stunned. A stunned creature drops everything held, can't take actions, takes a minus two penalty to armor class, and loses his dexterity if the bonus to armor class, if any.
Oh.
So basically,
you can't stand
stay down. You may as well just stay on the ground.
You can't stand a penalty, you can't take any action.
Oh, who's next?
And then.
They're all on call.
It could be down to you, Bastion, at all.
You're throwing things, he's going to come at you.
Ah, I bet you.
He walked through Paul's square there.
Opportunity attack?
You get an attack of opportunity.
James, come on! Let me do a special run.
Please stop
that. None of you turn around when I do that.
That's because they like me.
It's a bit different when ladies do that.
Oh, 12.
Damn. You missed.
Oh.
Right, Leon the Thief. Miss. Leon the dwarf dude. Missed.
Come on.
Missed.
Hooray!
They're plus one for two of the attacks and minus one for another. Wow. And you're like 16 AC and 19 AC.
Sorry.
Maybe I should be rolling this in a different part of my body.
We will leave.
Not in the leg.
No, do it.
I was thinking maybe my arm.
They get lost.
Yes.
They get very warm as well.
Oh, and he ran into a
you
troggy.
Missed.
That was.
I didn't. Oh, no, I didn't.
That hit.
Yay.
Damage.
Huzzah.
Hello, Helen.
There's a reason, but I'll tell you later.
Go.
That's
warm and roll plenty.
I can just only get one,
yeah.
So.
Oh, it's one.
There's a new technique we're using to make me roll 18 to 20.
They all hit me crits.
It's where working.
Who's next?
On the left.
But then your husband keeps doing it and it's quite scary.
Does it work for him?
No.
Sometimes.
He just keeps, it's the noises that go along with it that are quite scary.
You missed. Next.
Balazar. Oh, come on. Oh, favour me. Oh, my great lord.
God knows where he is now. He's starting off with a Scottish accent and now he's travelling Europe.
Oh, Dougmar and Brightmantle, favour me in this.
I think he may be in Africa at the moment.
1920!
What's your threat range on that weapon?
Now you ask!
Threat range is
20.
That's fine, it's not a threat. Roll your damage.
Okay. How much more roll? D20.
D8 minus 1.
D8 minus 1. Come on.
I donated my mail.
7.
He dies.
Yes!
You smack him into bits.
Dwarven smite on the troglodyte.
Who's next?
Me.
Garuth stands up. Garuth stands, I believe.
Yes.
Attack of opportunity on Garuth. Missed.
We had a slight accident with the spell.
You are now flanking him. Plus 2.
Huzzah! Double attack.
Double attack.
No.
Full on.
One big full-on attack.
That's worse. Plus 2 to hit because you're flanking.
Yes, which gives me an overall plus 1.
Better than nothing.
That's 14 now.
That including your to hit?
That's shitload attack.
Yes,
add your to hit score to that.
That'll help. That'll be the 21 then.
That surprisingly will hit. You could kill it here. What's your damage?
It's a D8 plus...
Don't kill it, I want to kill it.
6 plus 6, yes.
D8 plus...
I want to whistle the flesh off its bones.
Oh yes, because you're minus 2. You kill it here.
This looks like...
On average.
Come on. Nice.
8.
You don't quite
trust. 10, actually. Yeah.
10.
10.
It died.
Victory!
dun 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 dun